Hello, hello, hello out there. Good day to all you. Welcome to our podcast today, The Brand and The Source. This is Eric Johnson, The Brand.
And this is Coach Aaron, The Source. Guys, today's topic, developing leaders or leadership. There are certain intangibles that an athlete brings to a team or assets that an athlete can bring to a team. And I think this one is overlooked. You know, we have a series, you know, champions are built. And I think leaders are built also. They're not necessarily born. And sometimes leadership comes just from the circumstances you're put in. Sometimes you're thrust into that mode. Right. Sometimes it's just natural to some people to take a leadership role. But, you know, wherever it comes from, I think it's a tool that an athlete should have because it separates them from every other ordinary player. Right. And basically, when you're looking at sports, the best athletes are the people who are the influencers or game changers. They're the people who make the difference in the game, right? Watch the Super Bowl, Aaron Donald?
Yeah.
Okay. He was a guy who made the difference.
Right.
Okay. And so with the physical play, but there's also people who make the difference from their leadership influence. And you talk about inspiration, you hear coaches talk about inspirational guys, get the team motivated. You talk about leaders who keep, you know, everything from falling apart when things are going bad. So I think there's a lot of value in having that sort of skill. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to be the guy, but I think that is respected by teammates, and it's valued by coaches. And I think that it's something that moves you from the rank and file to someone who now can influence the outcome of a competition.
Yeah.
Just through your leadership skills, you may not have to be the guy who can come up and hit that game-winning home run or breakaway touchdown, but the things that you do and how you motivate and interact and communicate and help the others on the team strategize can influence the outcome. So I think it's something that's overlooked, and I think it should be fostered and encouraged in young athletes.
Right. Well, Aaron, what comes to mind right away, because this event just happened, the Super Bowl, and we watched the playoffs throughout the year. And since we're local in the Bay Area here, I think of the 49ers, they were 3-5 after week eight. And all of a sudden, Jimmy G, Garoppolo, became the poster guy for leadership. Jimmy G is a leader. You know, he may not have the best talent, as people say, or he has the best arm, but to a man in that locker room with the 49ers, they were singing him high praise all the way through until the time they lost on his ability to be a leader and how much they believed in him. And it was his actions or what he said there. And he wasn't the go-to guy on that team, but he was a important cog that people thought enough of him as teammates say, if we don't have this guy, we don't get there.
Right.
You know? And the coaches praised him so much about that, you know, I like his energy. I love what he brings to the table. He does so many small things that people don't see. And those are leadership type qualities we look and are for a quarterback that's going to lead our team. And good example, how many times you see late in the game for the 49ers, they executed the 2-minute drill in one games. And Jimmy G all of a sudden was doing that every week, you know, and finally just caught up to him last week. They didn't do it. You know, but my goodness, look, they were 3-5, and look at the leadership that he just took that group. He said, jump on my back. I'm going to lead the team.
Right.
We're going to make this strong run. And I think that is such a great story in sport that all young athletes can see and say, I don't need to be the dude.
Right.
I don't need to be in the headlines, but I can give our team a lift emotionally, and that leads to physicality and leads to other things and inspires other players. And I think that's important. Leaders inspires others to give their best effort and energy in everything they do. And I think that's important.
Yeah. So let's kind of dissect this a little bit. What are some of those qualities that you've got to develop in yourself or help your young athlete develop? Right. You know, one, I would think, I've got just a couple here. One would be reliability. Okay. Can't be a leader if you don't show up all the time.
Right.
And kind of what goes in tandem with that is consistent. Consistent in your energy, consistent in your mood, you know, consistent in how you're approaching everything. You can't be one of these Antonio Brown mercurial guys who blow up, you know, at the be a diva. Put it like that.
Right. Can't be a diva.
You know, gotta be that rock. Probably this is definitely in a look, because everyone always looks at the emotional aspect of it, but you gotta be knowledgeable. And not just knowledgeable of your position and duties, but maybe knowledgeable of the duties of those around you, because now you have a greater understanding of how all those parts have to interact for the team to be successful.
Right, right.
You know, so I think that's something that is key. I mean, quarterback's a perfect example of that.
Right.
And then you also got to be willing to be helpful. And then, like you said, you know, inspirational. Right. You got to be willing to, you know, not get down on guys when they make mistakes, but pick them up. And you've got to, you know, you've got maybe be somewhat of a mentor to some of the newer athletes.
Right.
So all of those qualities, I think, go into being a good leader. And those are things that you can practice at any age. And, you know, it's all led by example. Maybe you're the one who's helping to set the ethos for the team, you know, the atmosphere for the team.
It's funny. I've seen a couple of young athletes in our company, Aaron, kind of step forward and all of a sudden take the lead. They become more assertive. Mm-hmm. And I think leadership has to do with confidence within too. Mm-hmm. Your confidence that you believe in what you're doing is right, and that you, what did you say earlier, that you know, you're just you're into it enough to where you're committed to the process or committed to what you're trying to do, and you bought into it, and other people see that and they go, wow, I'm gonna follow that guy. Look, he's doing that and he steps up, and you know, you wouldn't expect a person maybe to do that, and they do it, and other people start to say, whoa, maybe that's, well, I didn't expect him to do that. Wow. Okay. And maybe that leads to other guys to buy into the process that a coach is trying to set in a culture of a team.
Yes.
You know, or a culture of training.
Right.
You know, I see you have so many athletes and they're coming in and you're doing these classes, and the guy that steps forward is not a guy that you would think, but he steps forward and takes the lead and says, let's go, guys.
Right.
And they go, wow, that guy's not afraid to train. You know, he's into his body. He's not afraid to do that. And that's cool too, to see that assertive energy come out of that player.
Yeah, I love to do that. I love to take the quietest guy, and generally, you know, sometimes they're not the most athletic, or take the most unathletic of my group,
right?
And make them a leader.
Right.
And let people understand that, hey, leadership isn't just about the physical abilities that you bring to the game. But it's about the knowledge, it's about, you know, the how you communicate and all the things that we've talked about that, you know, can make a great athlete.
Right.
Because there's a lot of great athletes who are a-holes. We see more of that today than anything else.
Well, unfortunately, we see it.
Yeah, and you don't always hear about those unsung guys who are just who are in the trenches. You know, like they talked about the guy from the Rams. Guy is going to retire at 40 years old.
Oh, he came out of retirement, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I think his alignment, anchor of the program.
Right.
But
anchor of the program.
Yeah. but you don't hear his name. You hear more about the quarterback who just signed with them the last 2 years than this guy who'd been with them for years, you know, and has a 20-year NFL career.
Wow, that's unheard of, you know.
The leader is not always the guy in front of the camera. You know, he's not the one always getting the press or the accolades. And, you know, you want to be respected by your peers. That's where it starts.
You know, the glue of your team. Yep. You know, they're the glue. They're all that stuff that keeps you cohesive, you know.
So get sticky. Be the glue, guys.
Stickiness is good, man. Stickiness is good.
Well, all the slick guys are Teflon right now.
Teflon. Aaron, great subject today, man. Leadership is something that we need a lot in our society and definitely in sports. So, hey, people out there, remember, do your thing. You know, do what you need to do to make it, pay it forward, as they say. So, this is Coach EJ, the brand,
Aaron Johnson. Young athletes, don't be afraid to step up. It's okay to expose yourself, take a risk. Making a mistake, that's part of the game. That's part of the process of learning how to be a good athlete, learning how to be a good leader. And you'll be all right in the long run. This is Coach Aaron Thigpen, The Source. We'll see you.